My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. And I've got to say, this is my most excited segment of it, the day at least, maybe the week. Because there's another Nigerian in the building, and as we like to say, Nigerian no de kari last, right? He is a man that you should love, though, as well. You heard him all preseason long on the broadcast of Texas preseason games. A former Texan himself, ND Kalu. What's happening, my man?
What's going on? And I want to make sure I say this to, you know, you while everybody's listening. Congratulations. What a great hire. I've been listening,
thank you.
And they got it right. They got it right. You and John have been, you know, kicking tail and taking names.
So all right.
The whole community, but especially that Niger community, is very, very impressive what you're doing.
And it's extra important that he said that, because there's a little bit of conflict with the tribal background in your in your Nigerian.
Look at you flexing your Nigerian knowledge.
In your Nigerian heritage. Can you care to explain that?
All right. So my family is Yoruba as a tribe. You have a little bit of mixture. But I saw the ND and I was like, that seems Igbo to me. But you got some Yoruba with you as well, right?
So my mother is Yoruba, okay. But you know, obviously Nigerian, you go by your father, you go by your name. So yeah. I'm Igbo, but I'm kind of mixed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like Genuine and Boris Cujo. I'm mixed like that, but so I have a respect for both. I was about to say K-Du, but that's that's an Igbo greeting.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, let me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had anything for you. Shout out to all my Igbos out there, though. It's always love. It's always love. And look, man, speaking of love, I love what this Texans team has put together, but I'm interested in kind of getting into the nitty gritty a little bit with your football knowledge. And I'm going to start defensively, because that's where you are. Linebacker is a position that is really interesting, especially with the kind of lack of clarity with Christian Harris. I'm very intrigued for you. How do you view this linebacker room as it was cut down, especially if Christian Harris is not able to go week one?
Because of the question mark on Christian Harris, this is the one position group where I say there's a question mark.
Yeah.
But if you look at the coaching staff, if you look at the head coach, and if you said, what position group would you be okay there being a question mark, it's linebacker. Because you have D'Amico Ryan showing these guys, showing Henry Toa Toa, you know, what you have to look for, what you have to think about as a linebacker. So that is the question mark, and you still have to get it done with your athleticism, your play, your experience. But I think D'Amico is going to spend a little bit more time in that linebacker room, making sure whoever's suiting up is going to be ready. We've all seen the highlight from last year where he coached up Christian Harris.
Christian Harris,
I believe, and told him what to look for. And in the next series, he gets a pick six to the house. That's the type of attention to detail I think D'Amico is going to be pouring into that room. But absolutely, if you said, hey, what's the one group that you still want to see something from? It's the linebacker group.
And is there anything in specific when you talk about wanting to see some, what is that specific thing? Is it getting out in coverage and being able to, or is it, you know, identifying run fits, those types of things, staying clean? Like, is there a particular skill set or, you know, thing like that that you're looking at?
Run fits, especially in between the guards, you know, during preseason. And again, you're mixing and matching who's on the field. But during the preseason, I felt like the run defense was somewhat of an issue, mm-hmm. and especially the inside run. So when you think inside run, you think defensive tackles.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is also the middle linebackers, because if your defensive linemen are playing with gap integrity, they're not going to get the play. They're not going to make the tackle, but they're going to be where they're supposed to be, and then the linebackers have to fill in.
They clear space.
Exactly, and make the play.
Now, you mentioned something on the offensive line as well. Not necessarily like, oh, I'm worried about these guys, but to your point, you know, I'm thinking the run game only really had Damian Pierce with the first team. So it's like, which is it? Was it Damian Pierce struggling, or is this offensive line maybe, you know, still need to prove itself a little bit?
Yeah, not so much worry, but I just haven't seen it. And this is, what did Janet Jackson famously say? What have you done for me lately?
That's right. Like, that's right.
I know Laremy Tunsil is a straight stud. Yeah. I know Titus is a good player. I know Shaq Mason is one of the most underrated mm-hmm. offensive guards in the league, in my opinion, because I've watched him play.
Yeah.
But I just haven't seen it. So I need to see it together, and I need to see them as a unit. Then you could be a little bit more excited. So if they live up to what we see on paper, because with every other position group, we saw flashes of it. You know, mm-hmm. we saw Cam Akers as a running back. We're like, okay, I'm pretty comfortable if that's your number two running back.
Yeah.
You saw Jalen Petrie make plays in the preseason. You saw Derek Stingley. So that's just the one position group we just haven't seen this year healthy as a group.
One thing about the offensive line real quick, because I think, talk about underappreciated or underrated, I think we underrate exactly what Kenyon Green has managed to accomplish.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, I mean, he was either injured or ineffective, and dude comes back, and we just kind of like acknowledge, oh yeah, he's going to be fine. That's a very impressive camp that he's had.
Camp. You know who else had impressive camp one day?
Yeah.
Myself, and it didn't matter. I was still third string when the season started. I was still third string, so, you know. But no, all jokes aside, it is impressive because there was all this talk, is he going to be a bust? There was all this talk that he's not ready. So for him to, like, redefine his body and come in, he's looked awesome. And I'm rooting for him, a North Shore grad, going to Texas A&M. I'm always rooting for the Texas guys.
Tassacita, man. Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
Was it a Tassacita? okay, my bad. I don't know why I said
North Shore. Come on, man.
That North Side beef. I don't get into that.
I'm going to go Yoruba on your ass.
Yeah. Wow.
That is bad. That's a bad mistake.
You're not wrong.
But, you know, so what he's done so far, but now we need to see it. You know, when the Colts, you step on the field.
And a good defensive front.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see where and how all that work paid off.
I mean, I want to stick with this offensive line at least one more question here, because, like, I know that we want to see it specifically in the run game. Like, how did you feel they did getting up to the second level? Because there was times where I was interested in, not only are you getting those blocks, but are you then creating the space for, you know, big plays, right? Because those chunk plays are what you're looking for, are they not?
During the preseason, I noticed it more when the second and third group came.
Exactly.
Because there are times, and British Brooks, I mean, what a story. But there are times where British Brooks didn't get touched until 5 yards down the field.
Yeah.
And then he broke that tackle. There are times where J.J. Taylor didn't get touched until – so. I remember thinking about that later in the preseason games, and later in the preseason games you're talking about guys lower on the depth chart. So, again, that's why it's a question mark, because you want to see it with Laremy Tunsil. You want to see it with Shaq Mason. And on paper, those guys are good.
Sure. Like,
we just haven't seen them together. Even in the previous year's regular season, they've been hurt and they've been playing musical chairs with the offensive line.
Let's talk about the quarterback of this team, C.J. Stroud. We were mentioning earlier that yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of him being named the starter of this Texans team, and the growth and the amazing play that we've seen over the year of that year has been incredible. I'm always interested in a defensive player's perspective of offensive players, because they know exactly what hurts them. Like, what has for you been the most impressive part of C.J. Stroud's year one?
His mind. I mean, to be a rookie quarterback, a young rookie quarterback, I believe he's only 22 now, so he's 21 last year, playing the toughest position in sports, and the way he does it with so much poise. When you look at his stats, I believe it was 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Correct.
you might think, oh, he's just dumping the ball off. No, he's threading the needle, and he's taking some risky he's making some risky throws.
Yeah.
And he's a guy, when a mistake or a bad play happens, he just bounces back from it. And when you get a chance to talk to him, it's, you know, I always joke around. I'm like, man, this dude's been here before. Like, yeah. You know, he's been on this earth before. Because, yeah. And I don't believe in that. But it's just like he's so mature beyond his years. And you see it translate to the football field because he plays like a veteran. He makes decisions like a vet. So it's his mind because he's not the fastest. He's not the biggest. He's pretty big. I mean, he doesn't have a Brett Favre type arm, not too far off, but it's what he does between the ears.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah. Interestingly, with him, and we were talking about this earlier, and I just double checked my work. You had a crossover with D'Amico Ryans about 2 years, right? Two seasons?
Three. 6, 7, and 8.
Okay, six, yeah. 7, and 8. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how he can command a locker room at 21 years old of guys that were 33, 34 years old. You were 31, 32 when D'Amico got here. I mean, what is it that can all of a sudden win you over like that?
It's something that's just innate. It's something that's in you. Mm-hmm. With D'Amico, they brought in, and I don't know if my CTE is kicking in, but it was a Buffalo Bill, and I should know, Sam Cowart.
Okay.
The Texans brought in Sam Cowart on one of those 1 year, he's a veteran, he'll be our starter, and we'll bring along this young kid, D'Amico.
Yeah.
So they brought in Sam, gave him a good little signing bonus, and after like the first week of mini camp, not even training camp, it was like, that little ball headed kid from Alabama. Not only is he good, he's a leader.
Yeah.
Like just the way he commanded the huddle. You know, because I was on second string back then. I was backing up Mario Williams.
Yeah.
So D'Amico was in our huddle. And just the way he commanded the huddle, I was like, he's not going to be in this huddle. don't get used to him. The rest of us backups and scrubs, because he's going to be gone. And, and I don't know when they named him the starter, but it was obvious. It was one of those deals where, if the coaches didn't make it happen, the players would have been like, no, that guy needs to be the starter.
Yeah, you would have told them. And that's what CJ immediately, he goes in with these veterans, and they're like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know?
And not only that, when I heard that CJ and Will Anderson were named captains, I've played with some stud rookies.
Yeah.
And you never would have even considered making them captains their rookie year.
Yeah.
And then when I heard about it, I remember, because I'm on the outside looking in, I remember thinking like, they're just trying to give him confidence.
Yeah.
Then when I met him, I was like, oh, no.
They're captains.
They really voted for a reason, for these guys, especially C.J. Stroud to be
captain.
We've got this defensive back room that I think the starters, we're all sold on. The depth we have, maybe, I know that myself and John at least have a little bit of questions as to like how confident we are. Do you feel the same way as we do, or are we just being overly cautious, overly scary in that regard?
I don't think you're being overly cautious or scary or whatever you want to call it. But I do question when we really start breaking down backups and getting nervous. Like, do we really know what they can do?
Yeah.
So You know, give me a guy, a defensive back backup that just makes you nervous.
Jeff Okuda, we haven't seen him in the system, and he's had some rough times in the early parts of his career, although he was very highly regarded out of college.
And I don't want to say, well, I'm just going to trust the coach's decision. Yeah. So when I think of him as a backup, I lean towards, this is a former first-round pick. He has the physical talent, and now he's working with a coaching staff that's shown that they trust him. If there comes a time where he's thrown out there, it's more of a wait and see. It's tough for me to, because I didn't see enough of Jeff Okuda.
Right.
And he's Nigerian, so I'm going to say, he's fine.
Also a great point.
I'm going to be like, he's also a great point.
Why isn't he starting?
Come on, D'Amico. No, but all jokes aside, it's just hard for me to say I'm nervous about a backup, because if any starter gets hurt, I'm going to be nervous until see what they can do.
All right, let's talk about a starter real quick, and that's Jalen Petrie.
Yeah,
never really played nickel, man.
Right.
But he's been up on the line of scrimmage. That's one that I'm not going to say makes me nervous, but I'm watching that because it didn't work out at safety. Hell, he got benched in a game.
I'm watching it, but I'm excited about it because he's a football player. Yeah. Like, he's one of those guys. You're right. He, you know, his rookie year, he's all rookie. He makes
five interceptions.
Team,
yeah.
Then has the sophomore slump, and maybe there's some weaknesses that they're able to exploit. But just when you watch him play, especially when you watch him play the line of scrimmage, he has that linebacker mentality. I'm excited that they know how to utilize him.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be covering the number one, you know, wide receiver or tight end day in and day
Take
out.
Advantage of his strengths.
Yeah.
Favorite Nigerian food?
It depends, because my favorite food is Nigerian food. So
good man.
Most of the time good it's man. Jollof rice.
Okay.
With the hen, oxtail, the goosey soup. Sometimes, I have a feel for it. So my favorite food is Nigerian food. But as far as dish, it kind of just depends on the day.
That was all self-serving because me and you are going to have a text when we get off. We're going to talk. When we get off air, we're going to have a text. I need to find the places.
There's a couple.
Unfortunately, I don't want to say this on air because I'm 90% sure, but I think they closed down one of the best ones. Yeah. But you know how it is. Like, the best ones, they're good, but if it doesn't taste like your mom's cooking or your grandmother, it's like there's something about the way your mama makes it. But I would definitely get that for you.
I appreciate
that. What part of town are you on?
I'm not far from here, actually, so.
Okay, if you were closer to most city, I'll just bring you something on a Sunday.
Look, we can make that happen. Ain't nothing but a drive. I have lived in Houston before. I understand what it is. If I got to drive 30 minutes, an hour ain't a problem. Appreciate you. ND Kalu.
Appreciate y'all.
We're going to make this regular,
right? Are we good on making this regular?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Put him on the spot. That's how you get him.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's right. So you can expect to hear our guy, a little Nigerian Thursdays.
Yeah.
I love it.
As long as I get that John Lopez barbecue sauce. All jokes aside, I've been using it more because I'm trying to do the whole no carb thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm making a bunch of chicken, steaks. I'm putting that ish on everything.
It is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you.
Now, I put it on before I cook it.
Both.
Oh, you could do it after? Okay, I didn't know if it happened. Okay, too. I'm going to try that next.
Yeah, I told him I was going to pay him in OG sauce and hugs.
Okay.
I'll take them all.
Excellent. Shout out to the 713. Great to hear ND on air. No news flash, but he was an awesome addition to Texas broadcasting last season. Thanks. Looking forward to his return this season.
Whoever said that, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And the check is in the mail. Appreciate you, ND.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll talk to you next week. That's our guy, ND Kalu. You can hear him about this time every Thursday right here on In Lieu Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where bobbleheads are being given out and creating traffic jams. And then also, Andre Johnson gave us a little bit more insight into that one thing. You know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.